Hallöchen, bitte nicht erschrecken, aber hier ist tatsächlich der Podcast eures Vertrauens, Thoughts of Chaos, mit einer kleinen Zwischenfolge, nennen wir es mal so. Ich bin heute auch alleine hier, denn der Kollege Stefan ist noch im Urlaub, hat sich aber nicht nehmen lassen, sich aus dem Urlaub mal kurz zu melden und zu sagen, hey, wir haben da noch was, was unheimlich gut zu heute passt. Lass uns das doch mal veröffentlichen. Es geht nämlich um das neue Baby-Metal-Album Metal Fourth, das just heute erschienen ist. Und genauer gesagt um den Song, jetzt muss ich einmal gucken, dass ich es nicht falsch ausspreche, Con Con. Was hätte man daran falsch aussprechen können, aber sicher ist sicher. Con Con featuring Bloodywood, richtig genau. Und ihr erinnert euch vielleicht daran, Karan von Bloodywood war vor ein paar Monaten schon, glaube ich, ja, vor ein paar Monaten bei uns im Interview. Und da haben wir auch, da hat er uns das auch erzählt, dass die mit Baby Metal was zusammen gemacht haben. Das mussten wir dann aber erstmal wieder rausnehmen, weil das zu dem Zeitpunkt ja noch ein kleines Geheimnis war. Ihr könnt sehen, so lange haben wir dicht gehalten. Haben wir uns gedacht, hauen wir es jetzt aber dann doch mal einfach raus. Passenderweise. Genau, das Baby-Metal-Album, Metal Fourth, sind ganz viele Gäste bei. Poppy, natürlich Electric Callboy bei Ratatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat eben auch Bloodywood. Los geht's jetzt mit einem Segment, da geht es um Koba Metal. Das ist so das musikalische Mastermind hinter Baby Metal. Dann geht's um den Song und wir hören jetzt mal rein, was uns der Karan da seinerzeit zu erzählt hat. Abfahrt!
Thoughts of Chaos. Zeitmaschine.
Is it him who's composing for Baby Metal, or is it, or who is it?
I don't really know. Okay. I'm guessing that he is the main composer, or he is kind of the, at least the main director of the composition. Mm-hmm. But he does play a very important role in how the songs sound. So we've worked on another song with Baby Metal. Uh-huh. That's gonna be a part of their album.
Amazing.
Right. So this was a feature for a feature.
Oh, that's great.
Excuse me. So what Koba Metal told me was that, all right, we'll feature on one of your songs and then you have to feature on one of our songs. And I was like, great, that's perfect. You know, it sounds...
Yeah, even better.
Yes. And so when I made Bake Off and I sent it to him, he had zero notes. He, in fact, asked me what do you want the girls to sing, what melodies, you know, what timing, and I gave them everything and they had absolutely zero notes on it. They were 100% locked in. They didn't change a thing and they sent it to me back as it was intended. So he did not interfere at all with the composition of Bake Off or he didn't have any inputs, basically, which is great because I kind of got what I wanted. I wanted the song to sound a certain way. And, that's exactly what he delivered. But for the song that we featured in their song, technically what happened was Koba Metal asked me if there are any riffs that, you know, I'd want in the song. And, you know, because there wasn't a bass to the song that we were supposed to feature in. And what I did was, because I started with one riff, I ended up just making an entire song and sending it to him. And he absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. And then that's where my naivety comes into play. I started messing with the song way too much after the first draft. And I could see his appreciation for the song with every reply going down. You know, he was like, okay. At first he was like, this is fucking amazing. We love it. It's going to be cool. And then with the next version, he'd be like, yeah, this is good. And then with the next, he's like, yeah, okay.
and what did you do?
I kept changing it. I was such a big fucking idiot. I kept changing it. I should have just stuck to, you know, what he wanted initially. But I just got super excited and I kept changing it. And I thought that I'm sending better versions. But, you know, it's one of those things with songwriting. You know, you have to stop when you know it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just overcook things. And at one point, he had to very clearly tell me, listen, stop. We are going to go with the first version, and that is the best version, and you will know soon why I said so. Mm-hmm. So you know, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. I shouldn't be, you know, and I understand I'm a very hard person to work with, which is why I don't work in any other projects except this band. So, you know, it's just lack of experience on my end that I just kept changing things. I kept trying to improve it when it was already, you know, sounding great. But again, that song is going to come in their album. That's also going to be a cool thing. And with what I'm trying to get to is Koba Metal plays a very big part in their sound. He is the one who decides what goes into what song, how is it supposed to sound. And, you know, he's basically the overlord of things when it comes to music at Baby Metal. I'm sure, just like me, there are more writers that contribute to his songs, but he is the guy.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Und zack, da sind wir wieder in der Gegenwart zurück. Das war unser kleiner Nachtrag zu unserem Interview mit Karan von Bloodywood. Und heute ging es um das Thema: Wie landet man eigentlich auf dem neuen Baby-Metal-Album Metal Forth mit dem Song Con Con? Und ja, im Prinzip ein Feature mit Bloodywood oder ja, ein Bloodywood-Song, den die Band zum Album beigesteuert hat. Freut uns total für die Jungs, dass die jetzt im So-Rahmen auch mal ein bisschen bekannter werden. Und ja, wir freuen uns richtig für die. Und freuen könnt auch ihr euch, denn, na klar, mit Thoughts of Chaos geht's weiter. Wir erholen uns gerade noch ein bisschen von unserer Acker-Erfahrung, die dieses Jahr natürlich wieder sehr speziell war. Dazu aber später mehr. Uns geht's richtig gut eigentlich soweit. Wir sind verhältnismäßig tiefenentspannt und ja, haben auch Bock, demnächst wieder weiterzumachen. Und dann gibt's wieder regelmäßiger was von uns auf die Ohren und da freuen wir uns jetzt schon drauf. In diesem Sinne, bleiben Sie uns gewogen, schalten Sie auch nächstes Mal wieder ein und ja, Metal on, Leute. Bis später. Ciao.